Whatever you need for you, tell God how he will benefit from it as you give it to others.
Dr. Tony Evans says God wants to advance the kingdom even while meeting our needs.
What he's up to is a lot bigger than what you're praying for, but you just don't know it yet.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. When the world around us grows increasingly dim, we need God's light in order to scatter the darkness. For this Mother's Day, Dr. Evans shows us how to find the Lord's light in a lesson he shares about a mother and from a mother, but one that has benefit for us all. Let's join him as he begins.
Hannah is introduced to us in 1 Samuel 1, first by identifying her husband, whose name in verse 1 is Elkanah. Elkanah, we're told in verse 2 of 1 Samuel 1, has two wives. One was named Hannah, and the other is Peninnah. Hannah, being mentioned first, was his first wife, but he married a second wife, and we're told why. Because we're told at the end of verse 2, Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. In the Old Testament world, having children was a testimony to the blessing of God. Over and over again, God promised his people that if they would be committed to him, there would be no barren women among you. So when Elkanah marries Hannah, and she doesn't get pregnant, the question on the floor is she cursed? Is something wrong here because God promised there would be no barren woman among you and she can't get pregnant? So he gets a second wife because the dream of a Jewish father, like the dream of most fathers today, is to get not only that children, but to get that son. Because to get that son meant to pass on that name. And it meant to pass on the covenant of God. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That was not because women were not important, but they understood that the responsibility of the covenant laid in the hands of the man. And so every father wanted that son to pass on that divine favor to and through to others. Hannah is barren, which means as a woman and as a potential mother, she's hopeless. Where is God when God said there would be no barren one among us? You know, barrenness can come in all shapes and sizes. In her case, it was being barren of a child, but you can become barren of hope. It's the single person who feels barren of a mate because year after year, there's no one to marry. You can become barren of your dreams. Where things are not working out, you can become barren of your health, barren of your economics. But the idea of barrenness is there is no fruit. Nothing is being produced. And so here she is, but we discover something. We discover the Lord had closed her womb. In other words, there was a spiritual reason for her biological inability. There was something going on in heaven that shut her womb down on earth. There was something in the spiritual realm that was affecting her ability to function as a mother, get pregnant, carry a child for 9 months, give birth. There was something in the spiritual realm that was denying her something in the physical realm. If God closes your womb, it doesn't matter what doctor you go to, what hospital you go to, what in vitro fertilization you try. It won't matter because if God closed it, only God can open it. If God shut it down, only God can fix it. But if you don't have the spiritual and you're only limited to the physical, then you could be frustrated at your circumstance because you don't see what you don't see. Or to put it in the way I frame it regularly, if all you see is what you see, you do not see all there is to be seen. The Lord had closed her womb. So before we go any further, has the Lord closed your womb? And you say, well, I don't know whether it's me or the Lord. Well, let me help you. This was a problem she did not cause, and this was a problem she could not correct. In other words, it was outside of her hands. It was beyond her capacity or the capacity of anybody she knew to be able to fix it, because God had closed her womb. Now, this not only affected her physically, it affected her emotionally and psychologically. We're told, as often as she went to the house of the Lord, the other wife would provoke her, Hannah, so she wept and would not eat. Her pain and her grief and her problem took away her appetite and turned her tear ducts into Niagara Falls, because nothing had changed. It is at this point I must present a parenthetical understanding of a human reality, she was barren, connected to a spiritual reality, God created the barrenness. So you've got something happening on earth that comes from something that's happening invisibly in heaven. One of the things we have often said is that two doctrines that you must keep in your mind, in your head, and operate in your life is the sovereignty and providence of God. Sovereignty means God rules. Sovereignty is the reign of God. Let me put it another way. There is nothing that happens that God does not either cause or allow. He has no surprises. He never goes, oops, I missed that one. Sovereignty means that nothing, absolutely nothing, to the minutest detail of anything about anybody, anywhere, anyhow, misses him. So he gets down to the infinitesimal elements of our every moment existent because he is sovereign. But within his sovereign is providence. Let me explain. Providence is the mysterious way in which God brings about results through the way he connects people, places, circumstances, and things in order to connect them to accomplish something else. Sovereignty is what he wants to happen. Providence is how he connects things so that they do happen. The difference between providence and sovereignty is that sovereignty includes everything, but providence includes you. Providence includes me, the decisions we make. That's where free will comes in. Our choices come in. They affect the way God manipulates things in a way that he often stays hidden. You don't even know it's God, but he's just working behind the scenes like a puppet master in order to connect people, places, things, and circumstances in order to bring about sovereignty. So when you see that there is a problem on earth, she can't get pregnant, but now we know from reading the Bible, there is a cause in heaven. We must raise the question, God, what are you doing that you would bring about on earth something from heaven to accomplish whatever you are seeking to do that I am not yet aware of? Because all I know right now is I can't have a baby. I'm just dealing with my everyday reality. And not only that, but Lord, my everyday reality is causing me emotional stress, emotional pain. I can't get along with the people in my house. I mean, everything is going crazy, God. What in the world is going on in the midst of all that is taking place?
Hannah has hit rock bottom, but she's about to do something that will turn her life around. Dr. Evans will tell us what that is when he returns with the rest of the story in just a moment. Before he comes back, though, I want to tell you about a brand new devotional prayer book he's put together. It's called Praying Through the Names of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the third member of the Trinity, and it's his job to come alongside believers of Jesus Christ to help in any area where there's need. Through this book, filled with 60 devotional prayers, you'll grow in your ability to love, revere, and relate to the person of the Holy Spirit, and while doing that, to naturally grow in your capacity to experience God. We want you to be one of the first to receive a copy of this new book. It's our thank you gift when you make a contribution to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. And right now, we have a special offer. Along with the book, we'll send you all 12 messages from Tony's two-volume teaching series called The Names of the Holy Spirit. You can get the book and the audio collection on CD or digital download when you reach out with a donation and make a request at tonyevans.org. That's tonyevans.org. Or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. I'll repeat that information for you right after part two of today's lesson and this.
Get ready to embark on the adventure of a lifetime. Dr. Tony Evans is taking you on a cruise from November 9th through the 16th. Join Dr. Evans for inspirational insights, powerful sermons, and of course, the unmatched beauty of the Mexican Riviera. Visit tonyevans.org to book your voyage. Cruise ship destinations include Cabo San Lucas, Mazatlan, and Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Enjoy and explore.
Ah, let's go deeper. So Hannah is in the temple. She, greatly distressed, prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. This is not, now I lay me down to sleep, pray the Lord my soul to keep. This is not, Lord bless this food for the nourishment of our body in Jesus' name, amen. This is weeping bitterly because year after year, my thing hadn't changed. I'm in a desperate situation. So I don't just need the Lord. I don't just need God. I don't just need Father. I need the Lord of hosts. If you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me, because sometimes when you've gone year after year and nothing has changed, you feel like God has forgotten you. Remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and a razor shall not come on his head. Yeah. Oh, this is a different prayer. Yeah. I can't even get pregnant. But if you let me get pregnant, I'm going to tell you right now what I'm going to do with the pregnancy. I'm going to turn the boy over to you so that for the rest of his life, a razor, that's called the Nazarite vow, won't touch him, and he'll be dedicated to you for the rest of his life. So let me give you secret number one if you're barren in circumstance. When you go to God, let him know what he will get out of it if he answers your prayer. Because when God sees, he's going to get glory out of it. His kingdom is going to be advanced because of it. He's much more attuned to the conversation of the prayer. One of the reasons God delays things is you're too vague. You really haven't asked for anything because you have not been specific to what you are wanting God to do. She distressed. She depressed. She prays in the house. When she started praying, it says she couldn't eat, she couldn't drink. But then we read she left the house glad, no longer sad. Well, wait a minute. The prayer hasn't been answered. She still hasn't gotten pregnant. Her circumstances hadn't changed, but she's changed. Because one of the purposes of the house is not only to give you the boost to get to God, but to give you an environment from the people of God while you wait on God to change your situation. That's why God creates the church in Hebrews chapter 10. He says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some, but encourage one another as you await the day. So while you're waiting for God to change your situation, be in an environment that's going to encourage you, lift you up, because you heard something in the word, something in the song, or an encouragement from somebody who saw you crying, who put their arm around you, and who simply prayed for you while you're waiting for your barrenness to change. All of that is to come from the house. Verse 19, then they arose early in the morning and worshiped before the Lord and returned again to their house in Ramah. And Elkanah had relations with Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Somehow heaven came down and changed biology, physiology, and turned a lack of pregnancy that had existed for years into a supernatural conception. If God knows how to take a virgin and get a baby in Mother Mary, he sure knows how to meet you in your barrenness and suddenly, overnight, out of nowhere, turn your situation around, even though it's taken years. That's why there's so many passages in the Bible that use the word suddenly. It means, where'd that come from? That's out of nowhere. How'd that happen? But he only did it in his providence when the conditions were right. He didn't do it right away. It was year after year. But the conditions had to be right before the supernatural transformation occurred. Now, here's the secret. She's wanted a baby, but the pregnancy doesn't occur until she promises the baby to God. So until she made a spiritual connection to her prayer request, the prayer request wasn't answered. Whatever you need for you, tell God how he will benefit from it as you give it to others. Give the it. What is the it you want from him? Give that to somebody else. Remember the widow of Zarephath? She needed food. She needed food. God says, well, give some to Elijah. Yeah, but I need the food. We're down to our last meal, me and my son. He said, give that to Elijah. She gave it to Elijah, and the Bible says, and God fed her and her son for the rest of their lives. You remember in 2 Kings chapter 4, we have a widow with children. She's down to only oil left in her house. The prophet Elijah says, go to your neighbors, collect all the empty vessels, put them in the room, close the door. I don't want anybody to see what we're doing here. Take the little bit of oil you have and pour it. And the oil kept running and kept running and kept running and running until she ran out of vessels. When she ran out of vessels, she sold the vessels back to the people that she gave the oil to. And it says she had enough money to live on for the rest of her life. Because God knows how to take it when you're using it for his glory and the advancement of his kingdom and turn it around so that it has supernatural benefit to the prayer that was answered. And so, but what's going on here? I mean, is there something else happening here? 1 Samuel comes basically at the end of the book of Judges. Okay? Judges is a chaotic book. It's chaos in the book of Judges. One of the leading themes in the book of Judges is there was no king in those days, and every man did that was right in his own eyes. In other words, there was chaos. It was America. It was just, everybody had their own thing, their own idea. This is what I think. This is what I feel. This is what I believe. It was chaos, all driven by idolatry. And so things were just went haywire all over the place. It was just, everybody was into their own thing, and it was strictly chaos. So God decided to administer things differently moving forward, coming out of the book of Judges, and to create a monarchy, to create a king, because there was no king. So he's going to shift his administration. We call that in theology dispensations, where God administers things one way at one time, but then he shifts to another way because of what the people were doing. So he now shifts, is going to shift from the judges to a king. Yeah. So he's in a period of transition. The period of transition had to have the right judge who could give direction to the new king. Little old Hannah never had any idea that the reason that God was delaying her being able to get pregnant was because he was doing something different that was a lot bigger than just having a baby growing up in your womb. Because she would give birth to Samuel. Samuel would become that final judge, leading the people out of the book of Judges into the anointing of Saul to be king. God told Samuel, there's going to be this man looking for donkeys. He's going to be trying to find his father's donkeys. He doesn't know what he's looking for, but you just keep your eye open for the donkey finder. And when you find the man who's looking for the donkey, that is the one who I want you to make king. Hannah had no idea that the delay in God's program was because her baby boy was going to do something bigger than any other baby boy during that time. If God is not moving at your speed and you praying all the right prayers, you're being very specific. The only reason he's delaying it is because what he's up to is a lot bigger than what you're praying for. But you just don't see it. You just don't know it yet. So you hang in there with God. So for 3 years, she weans him. But we got another problem. We got a problem because she promised God, I'm going to let him grow up at the temple and serve you for the rest of his life. That means I don't get to raise him after he's 3 years old. You mean you're going to let me get pregnant, have a baby? I can only keep him till he weans at 3 years old. Then I got to give him up and only see him when I come down here for the worship. Well, come on. I don't get the full experience of being a mama. That's why you got to keep reading. Chapter 2, verse 20. Then Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife and say, may the Lord give you children from this woman in place of the one she dedicated to the Lord. And they went to their own house. The Lord visited Hannah, and she conceived and gave birth to 3 sons and 2 daughters. And the boy Samuel grew up before the Lord. I believe Paul would put it this way in Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who can do exceedingly abundantly above all you ask or think, according to his riches in glory. Go to Jesus when things are not going right. Keep your head up high. Keep looking to the Lord. Don't throw in the towel. He knows your name, knows where you are, knows the pain you have, and he's still making babies for people who need a spiritual pregnancy in their circumstance.
Dr. Tony Evans, reminding us to always look for God's presence and purpose, to reach out to him in faith, knowing that God is willing and able to turn our lives around, even when things seem at their darkest. Well, today's message was called Mother's Day at the Cliff, and you can find out how to get a full-length copy to listen to again or to share with a friend when you visit our website at tonyevans.org. And while you're there, don't forget to take advantage of that special offer I mentioned earlier. All 12 lessons from Tony's 2-volume series on the names of the Holy Spirit, along with his brand new devotional book, Praying Through the Names of the Holy Spirit. They're both yours as our thank you gift when you make a donation to help us continue this ministry to a world in need of Jesus. Call us right away at 1-800-800-3222. Our resource center never closes, so don't wait. The number again, 1-800-800-3222. Or visit us online at tonyevans.org to make the arrangements. That's tonyevans.org. Well, just as oxygen is vital for your physical body, your spiritual life needs to be filled with the breath of God in order to exist and thrive. On Monday, Dr. Evans takes a look at what we need to do in order to breathe in the life-giving presence of God. I hope you'll join us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative, programs made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.